Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If you have not seen this video yet, I tweeted it out earlier. You can clearly see the guy on the roof. He's literally running on the roof, the assassin, the would-be assassin. And in plain sight, how they missed this guy is absolutely, I'm sorry, there's no way they could have missed him. No way. He's moving. Everybody thought he was just stationary, but he's not. The video clearly shows him running on that rooftop, that apparently sloped roof that they were all afraid to put Secret Service agents on. Well, he's running on that roof prior to shooting Donald Trump and almost killing him. There's no way they didn't see this guy. It's impossible. Because you can see it on the video. So this guy took a video on his phone. This is what I mean about how, you know, if there were videos, if there were cell phones around in 1963 and people had had video footage of Kennedy getting shot, we may have had a very different Warren Commission report besides the one that they put in place to cover it up, whatever they covered up. Don't forget, the House representatives in 1978 would rule that there was a probable conspiracy to assassinate President Kennedy. But they didn't have, all they had was Zapruder, Abraham Zapruder. That's it. They had his video. It's all they had back then. Well, now we have citizens with their own video cameras, like this guy who posted this video, and you can clearly see the guy on the roof, clearly lurking on the rooftop minutes before the shooting. It's absolutely unbelievable. And to think that they could not see this guy, as I'm watching this thing, and I'm watching it with my own eyes, and you can see him moving, there's no way you could miss him, because this guy caught this. He was behind Trump on the stage. He caught it with his cell phone. And you can see him moving not just once or twice, but moving several times. He's a moving, visible target. And you have snipers who are perched up there who are supposed to be watching for other snipers, bad guy snipers. And they missed the guy? They didn't see the guy? And now you have the Pennsylvania state officials coming out and saying, no, the Secret Service never told us to guard the roof. That's an absolute lie. So the Secret Service is trying to throw them under the bus, trying to throw the Pennsylvania State Police and Pennsylvania local law enforcement under the bus for their absolute failures. Listen, I'm sorry, but you simply cannot dismiss that this could have been an inside job. You can't. I'm not saying it was. I don't have enough proof, but you can't dismiss that it wasn't. Just like you can't dismiss that this was not intentional, that they set up a situation where somebody could, in fact, take a shot at the president by just having absolute lack of security. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that I just simply can't be a sheep and just accept to myself, yeah, you know what? Human incompetence. Just human incompetence and nothing more than that. Oh, give me a freaking break. This is way bigger than human incompetence. This is much bigger than human incompetence. Harris Faulkner reacted today to the black journalist event. She said, what I loved about what you couldn't see today was how much of that audience was enjoying the moment of hearing from a candidate that they might not always agree with. And that is the whole point. So obviously this is now taking the news cycle for a spin, as these things tend to go. The question, of course, now, and the debate will rage on about Kamala Harris's racial identity, and whether or not she has been identifying as black, and for how long she's been identifying as black, and on, this is going to keep going on. So a video has emerged of her doing a cooking show several years ago with Mindy Kaling from The Office. She's been in a number of other things besides The Office, by the way, but she was also in The Office. So I guess the question is, does it help to be having this conversation at this moment in time or not? I guess that's the only question. And I'll give you both sides of the argument. So side one would be, sure, if Kamala Harris is a fraud and has been pushing a fake identity out there all these years, or whenever it's politically convenient, she pushes it out there, and she's another Elizabeth Warren, expose it, get it out there. Flip side of that would be, if you're not talking about the economy, if you're going down this rabbit hole and you risk offending people, then that's not where you want to be in the campaign when you're winning. You just don't want to be there. I guess time will tell which one is correct. I imagine Kamala Harris's response is going to be that she's always identified as both. She's identified as both Indian and black, and she's mixed race. Her dad is Jamaican and her mother is, I guess, Indian, not of like a Native American Indian, but of Southeastern descent, South Asian descent. And that's how she's identified her entire political life. I imagine that that's what she's going to say. I imagine that that's going to come out. And I would be shocked if that is not what is going to now drive the news cycle for the next 24 hours. Luckily, we don't live in very long news cycles, so that's good. But hey, you know, it's all fair game, right? I mean, if she wants to go out there and say she's the first black woman vice president and first black woman president, but she has not been identifying as that for a long period of time, well, you know that that's going to come out. It's going to come out anyway. Back when she ran for the vice presidency, there was an article in The Atlantic, and they had a lot of the point of that article was that black voters were annoyed that she was claiming that she was African-American. And she's not. She's half Jamaican. But she was claiming she's black, and you had a lot of black voters who were angry about that fact, saying it's not really accurate for her to say this. So that came up and actually came up in 2020. And it's part of the reason why she went on that attack against Joe Biden. If you remember back then, she attacked Joe Biden for being a racist on the whole school bus controversy. And she savaged him on that. I was that little girl, Joe. You remember all that? That's really when she came around and started to double down on that back then. But this article that I found from back then goes into great detail about how it's the whole point is it's some woke lefty writer who says, you know, she shouldn't have to choose how she identifies because she's got so much mixed race. But damn it, doesn't everybody in this country have a lot of mixed race? I mean, there's a lot of people with mixed race. Hell, J.D. Vance's kids are mixed race. The left wants you to forget that point. But anyway, this is a little cooking show she did a couple years ago with Mindy Kaling. This is back in 2021. Take a listen.
Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that, but I find that wherever I go and I see Indian people at the supermarket, on the street, everyone's like, you know Kamala Harris is Indian, right? It's like our thing we're so excited about to have you running for president.
Yeah.
So we're both Indian,
yes.
But actually we're both South Indian.
Yes. You look like the entire one half of my family.
Okay, thank you.
You do.
I've been telling people we're related already, so this is perfect. It's basically true. And so were you raised eating South Indian food?
South Indian food.
Okay.
So that was 2019. I misspoke. 2019. So here's what Donald Trump said about Kamala Harris's racial identity and how she wasn't always identifying as black, which, of course, now is blowing up and becoming a huge story, as you would imagine that would. This happened right before we came on the air. That's why I love being on the afternoons, because this stuff happens either right before the show or during the show. Sometimes both. Sometimes major breaking news happens before, during, and almost after, but usually right before we go off the air. So I'm very lucky in that sense. I get it all three prongs. This is what he said.
Some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those Republicans and those supporters to stop it?
How do you define DEI? Go ahead. How do you define
diversity, equity, inclusion?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Is that what your definition?
Give
me a definition
the
then. Would you give me a definition of that? Give me a definition.
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
No, you
very
have to define
question.
It. Define it for me if you
I
will.
Just defined it, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always
but
identified,
you know,
as a black woman.
I respect either one.
College.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she went... She became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you believe that she is?
I think somebody should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
It's a direct question, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, as some Republicans
really
have said?
I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Could be. There are some, and there are plenty. I know this lady right over there, Harris, is a fantastic person who just interviewed me at length. And we had a great interview, I think, and I heard you got very good ratings on that.
Well, you
interview.
Told me it was the longest one of your life, so we had a good discussion.
That's the big headline right now after this. So that's what happened today. There were a lot of other comments that were made regarding the economy, regarding the border, her failed law test, by the way. I didn't know that. I guess she failed the bar the first time. Shocking, right? This is Trump today talking about the economy and inflation. And he wants to bring inflation way down so people can buy bacon again, ham again. He should have thrown cheeseburgers in there because obviously Kamala Harris wants to ban cheeseburgers. Take a listen.
I bring energy way down. I bring interest rates way down. I bring inflation way down so people can buy bacon again, so people can buy a ham sandwich again, so that people can go to a restaurant and afford it. Because right now people can't buy food. Your grocery bills are up 40, 50, 60%. Right? She's agreeing to me. Oh, she's agreeing. Thank you. I like you very much.
Mr. President, I think we are.
But it's true. Your grocery bills are up. And then they're mandating that you buy an all-electric car. You know, Elon Musk endorsed me, and he's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's a smart guy. But I'm against everybody having an electric car. Okay? I'm very much against that. You have to be able to, if you want a hybrid or if you want a gasoline-propelled car. But, you know, we have more liquid gold, gasoline, oil, under our feet than any other country. More than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia, more than any other country. I want to use it. I want to use what we have. I want to bring down prices, bring down costs, and I also have to stop the invasion. And remember, they're taking your jobs. These people coming in are taking your job.
Project 2025.
I think we have to leave it there by the Trump team.
All right.
So leave it. That is the last word. Thank you so much, Mr. Trump, for coming today and joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
What? They've been telling us.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, very much. Great
thank
honor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well, they were nice at the end. They gave us a good cheers there. There you go. That was good. Helpful. Look, I mean, hostile event. You got to give them credit for going. I'm a big believer in driving events that don't, I mean, I don't know exactly if we want to be in the position right at this moment of talking about anything other than her record, like literally anything other than her record from him. Anyway, I don't care if other people talk about it. I just don't know if we want to be talking about anything other than her failed record, because it always distracts away from the record. Like, I mean, her background and all the other stuff, I'm fine if surrogates go out there and do it. I just want her record to be so destroyed that she can't get away from it. And she's going to have at least 24 hours of cover now over her crappy record. But luckily, like I said, the news cycle is fast and it moves on very, very quickly. But Kamala Harris's record is the worst. I mean, it's the worst. And nobody should let her off the hook for anything she ever said in the past or anything she ever stood for or any policy position she ever took. None of it. And I want to play this clip for you. This is her talking about inflation. This is her talking about what she would do on inflation. I don't understand even what she's saying here. So let me find this for you right now, if I could. I got a ton of audio here right now. Where is it? Where is it, Matt? Help me out here. You know the one I'm talking about. I sent it to you yesterday. It was Instagram, Kamala Harris talking about inflation.
Give me a second. I can pull that one up.
All right, no problem. We have a lot today. So as you can understand, we're loaded up, as they say in the biz, loaded up. I'll tell you what, while you're doing that, let's hold on that for a second. This is Kamala Harris talking about her record on immigration, putting it up against Trump's. Let's start there. Cut number six. Lock him up. You hear the crazy people?
So in this campaign...
You hear the crazy people? Lock him up.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Any day of the week. Including, for example, on the issue of immigration. So I was the Attorney General of a border state. In that job, I walked underground tunnels between the United States and Mexico on that border with law enforcement officers. I went after transnational gangs, drug cartels, and human traffickers that came into our country illegally. I prosecuted them in case after case, and I won. Donald Trump on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border, but he does not walk the walk. Or as my friend Quavo would say, he does not walk it like he talks it.
So phony. That's again with the fake accents. What's with these people? Always with the fake phony accents. This is the Big Story of the Hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. It's phoniness is what it is. It's the fake accent phoniness. Now, the other question regarding Kamala Harris and her racial identity is for black voters who are wondering whether or not, you know, because remember, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And they've been lectured to all the time. And it's happening again where they're being told you have to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a black woman. And if it turns out that she really is, well, say so, she's half Jamaican, and then you're going to get into this whole question. How many of them shake their heads and go, I don't know. This is not black enough to meet Joe Biden's standards. Really? I mean, because Joe Biden set the standard. Joe Biden was the one who came out and said that, remember? If you ain't black, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Remember when he said that? So he set the standard there for what that means. So maybe they'll turn around and go, I don't think that meets the Joe Biden standard. Right there. I don't think she meets it. So stupid. Look, when you play identity politics games, this is what happens. You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. You play identity politics games, then, you know, you open yourself up for all of this scrutiny then. All this scrutiny, including when you put on fake phony accents. And here's Kamala Harris talking about inflation. This is now her answer about how she plans on reducing inflation. Take a listen.
Ma'am, the U.S. is experiencing record inflation, the worst in 30 years, way beyond expectations. OPEC didn't increase oil production. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem? And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up.
And
families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
Yes. That's amazing.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously. But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework. One, it is designed to make it less expensive for working people to live.
Okay. All right. So
accessibility and availability designed to bring down the cost of elder care.
Okay.
And Build Back Better.
Yes.
Is not going to cost anything. We're paying for it.
All right. Now, imagine that in a debate. I mean, just honestly, imagine her going on an inflation conversation in a debate where she just basically explains what the problem is. We all know the problem. We all understand what inflation is. Things are more expensive. We get that. All you did was just state the problem. But if I ask you an answer to a problem or solution to a problem and you just state the problem, that's not giving me an answer. That's just restating the problem. So if I say to you, for example, how do you deal with a cold? And you go, well, cold is sniffles, and somebody has a cough and possibly a sore throat and a headache, and you sniffle a lot, and you might sneeze, and you might cough because you're sneezing, and sometimes you might have phlegm. And so the idea of a cold is you have to treat the cold, because a cold makes you sneeze and sniffle. Go, yes, I get it. I know what a cold is. I asked you what I do about it. I don't need you to just restate what a cold. I get it. The question wasn't, what is inflation? This isn't Jeopardy. It's, what do you do about inflation? She had no answer. And she was in the Build Back Better plan. All right, so Build Back Better. Did that help anybody with inflation? Did you feel better about inflation with Build Back Better? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. Unbelievable. This is Kamala Harris. This is what I mean. This is the candidate that she is. You can't think to yourself that this is going to be a really strong candidate for them. So maybe Josh Shapiro will save the day. Problem for Josh Shapiro, though, is he's got his own baggage involving an aide. So Gretchen Carlson, formerly of Fox News, bringing the thunder today in response to a sexual harassment complaint by a top aide and how this or cover up by a top aide who was accused of sexual harassment and how this could be a huge problem for Josh Shapiro. I think Josh Shapiro right now, this whole talk about him becoming the running mate, I think it's all a ruse. I do. Even though he goes out there and he's yelling and he's screaming and he's dropping the S word and he's stalking Kamala Harris and he's putting on he's getting his face tattooed with her image on it and everything. I think it's all a ruse. I think there's somebody else at play. Maybe the new name that's emerged because there's another Democrat dark horse candidate. This time it is a Michigan Democrat. Michigan Senator Gary Peters. He's got a beard. Now, if he gets picked, that means his beard will go mano a mano against J.D. Vance's beard in a beard off. That's right. It'll be an epic beard off because his beard is gray. He's got a gray beard like a pirate. J.D. Vance's beard, much younger beard. It's a brown beard. So we're going to have the battle of the beards if she chooses Michigan Senator Gary Peters, who is now the rumored dark horse. I don't know if it's going to emerge or not, but nevertheless, facial hair is back in a big, big way. Doesn't work for me. Can't grow it out. Tried. I get stubble. It's all I can do. You've never seen me with a beard, Matt DeSantis, because I can't grow one. I can't.
I bet you could.
I can't. I'm telling you I can't. I get stubble, and that's it. I get a little bit of 5 o'clock shadow, and I'm done.
I feel like you gave this a half-hearted effort, like your senior year of high school, and then just made the declaration that you were incapable of growing a beard. I bet you could if you tried.
You think I should?
I didn't say you should. I said you could. No, you've got to be on TV. You have to keep the face pretty and smooth.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to get back to Fox News. They just asked me to go back on Sunday. Shoot, I got to write back right now. Hang on. Hang on. Hey, hold it. Hold the thought.
You're in high demand. You're very popular.
Let's see. Checking in your availability Sunday. Hi, Mallory. Yes, I'm available. Thank you for thinking of me. There we go. Okay, done. Good. Set. All right.
Oh, so that's how the magic happens. Interesting.
Shoot, I waited 2 hours to respond. Maybe that's good, though. It looks hard to get.
Yeah, you don't want to look desperate. If you respond within 2 seconds, they're like, oh, Rich is always available. What does that say? You wait a little while. You look kind of cool. Yeah, you don't want to be like Josh Shapiro.
And be desperate?
Yeah, no. Nobody wants that.
That's true. You don't want to be desperate. Like, please pick me for Fox News. Please, please. I'll do anything. I'll do anything you want. I'll grow a beard. I'll shave my head. Well, I won't do that. That's the one thing I won't do. This coif is why I'm on TV in the first place.
Hi, Pete.
Damn it. Where was I going? Josh Shapiro. Yes. So this scandal involving Josh Shapiro. This is Gretchen Carlson. Cut four.
You know, there's a little known story about Governor Shapiro that's starting to gain some traction, and it happened last year when his top aide was accused of sexual harassment of a subordinate. And there were criticisms about the governor's response to this and the fact that it took so long for him to actually say much about it, or in fact for this aide to resign. Meantime, the woman, of course, was pushed out. And I think in 2024, I would know something about this after suing Fox News and Roger Ailes for harassment back in 2016. You know, this doesn't cut it in 2024 anymore. You can't put these stories under the carpet and expect to not have people talk about them. So Governor Shapiro, in my mind, should let that woman out of her nondisclosure agreement tonight, tomorrow, and possibly put out a press statement about how he maybe should have handled it slightly different. He's never actually said anything about the aide as far as any kind of criticism. And when you're running with a female candidate at the top of the ticket and you are looking for the female votes, this story could become a much bigger problem.
It could. And I got a question for you. Since Donald Trump almost went to prison They're trying to put him in prison over a non-disclosure agreement. Why isn't the media going after Josh Shapiro over this non-disclosure agreement and saying, why don't you release this woman so she can talk about what happened? Hmm? I mean, it'd be helpful to know. I think everybody would like to understand that, for example. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. Hey, how about a wonderful escape this fall? Before you know it, it's going to be fall. And the fall in Cape May is gorgeous. It really is. First of all, the crowds are gone. The weather's great. Restaurant reservations are easy to get. But the weather, like I said, it's beautiful, though. And the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place, has an amazing September to Remember package for you. You definitely want to take advantage of this. So I'm talking about resort credits. And the longer you stay, the more you save and get back in resort credits. And you get deeper discounts, too. And you can use those resort credits for food and beverage purchases at Hemingway's restaurant. You can use the resort credits at the gift shop. And the Grand Hotel has an outdoor heated pool and indoor heated pool as well. Best part about it is the rooms, suites, and townhomes have kitchenettes, refrigerators, so you can even bring food and drinks and save some money that way, too. They make it easy for an affordable getaway, and these packages are great. Longer you stay, the more you save, the more you get in resort credits, everybody wins. You're happy. You're enjoying the beautiful fall weather in Cape May. You're enjoying the less busy time of the year at New Jersey's number one, in my opinion, beachfront resort and conference center, which also brings me to their corporate events. Because if you're thinking about having an event, the Grand Hotel should be your place. Beachfront weddings, baby showers, bridal showers, corporate events, and so much more. Just let my friend Caitlin, she will help you book the event of your dreams. Reach out to her today. First of all, always book direct with them for the best rates by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. You will understand exactly why it is my happy place. You'll love it there. And mark your calendar, because our next live show of the year is coming up. That's right. Friday, September 6th. We are back. We are back to kick off the busy fall season at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So don't wait. Make your reservation today. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Google searches for "Are you black if you're Jamaican?" are spiking through the roof right now. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Let me go to Robert in Voorhees. Robert, how are you?
Hey, well, Rich, how you doing today?
Good, Robert. How you doing?
Yeah, Rich, can you hear me? I'm good. Hey, I wanted to talk about President Trump's appearance today at that Black Journalists event. It was amazing. They're so mean. To give him a rope like that and then watch President Trump hang himself, that's really cruel of them to just let him do that.
See, you're still working on your irony, aren't you? Your sarcasm.
You like that?
Nah, you're getting better, but you gotta build it up more. I told you last time, if you're gonna go sarcasm, you gotta build it up more. You took off too quickly. You need more runway.
Regarding them calling J.D. Vance a weirdo and Trump a weirdo, why are they doing that when they could just call him a rapist, Jeffrey Epstein's friend?
A rapist.
What?
Yep. J.D. Vance is a rapist.
How about a fraudster?
A rapist.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Who did he rape exactly?
Did you see the E. Jean Carroll? Did you see that judge's write-up after
J.D.
the
Vance
civil
is a rapist.
Case ruling?
J.D. Vance is a rapist.
No, not Vance. Trump.
Oh, not Vance. Oh, J.D. Vance is not a rapist. Okay.
How nauseous does Vance's wife look at the thought of him becoming vice president? Isn't it great?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think she's hanging out with Melania?
I don't know. I don't think she does. I think she's busy raising a couple kids. They got a bunch of kids.
Why don't you like mixed race children?
Why are you racist?
I went to the market and
why
got
are you
milk
racist
and Melania's
against,
picture was on the side.
Why don't you like J.D. Vance? Is it because he's married an Indian woman? Is that why? You don't like the fact
Indians,
that his kids are half Indian? Is that what it is? Listen, if you want to be stupid, I'll be stupid right back with you. If you want to make an intelligent point, I'm going to give you one chance to make it. Go ahead.
Where's Melania?
She doesn't want to be in the public eye. She doesn't want to be involved. She has every right not to be. I told you this last time, you sexist bastard. Why don't you stop lecturing her and mansplaining to Melania what she has to do? There's a lot of women that don't want to be involved in politics, who don't want to be on the stage. She was at the Republican National Convention. I was there. I saw her. But who are you, Robert, to tell Melania what she should do? Why don't you stop mansplaining?
Can't you just be honest and say, look, they're obviously going to get divorced and it is what it is? I mean, just be honest with your listeners, right?
If she wants to get divorced, she'll get divorced. Well, I don't know what their personal marriage is, and neither do you, by the way, for the record. What, do you have some insight into their marriage that nobody else does? And why are you so obsessed with this? Let me ask you a question. You think you have a shot with her if she gets divorced from Trump? Huh? Think you got a shot? And then try to get in there?
Yeah.
Right, good luck with that. Very good. All right, good luck. I wish you all the best. This guy's got an obsession. Obsession. With Melania Trump leaving Trump. It's unhealthy. It's about as unhealthy as Josh Shapiro's obsession with Kamala Harris. It's that borderline unhealthy. I'm just saying. Look, if you want to do sarcasm, you have to ramp it up, okay? You got to ramp it up. So the best way to do that would have been like, man, was that something? That audience, those reporters, how rude of them, huh? I mean, to sit there on the stage, give him the camera, give him the microphone. Give him the rope. Let him hang himself. Let him tie him. Am I right? Hang. You gotta ramp up sarcasm. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is your free sarcasm 101 lesson. I normally charge big money for this, Matt DeSantis. You know, sarcasm coaching is not cheap. It's like debate prep. Not cheap. Oh, you played that song in honor of Josh Shapiro?
Yeah, it sounded like something Josh would leave on Kamala's phone. Like, yeah. She's not answering, obviously, so he has to leave a message.
No, it goes right to voicemail.
Assuming he hasn't been blocked yet.
Well, I think if you're blocked, it goes right to voicemail, right?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been
blocked. I mean, not that I've ever been blocked. I wouldn't know that. I'm just saying, I read that once.
Sounds like you have a lot of knowledge.
I mean, not me. But other people I know who've been blocked by people. Does Kamala have a restraining order against Shapiro yet?
I feel like if she doesn't, it's going to happen soon, especially if he finds out that he wasn't selected.
How about this? How about him? I know it's more audio or visual than audio, but him, he missed a 12-point jump shot over and over and over again.
12 foot.
Shooting how many times?
12-foot.
12-foot. Yeah. 12-foot jump shot. He missed this now with the Philadelphia Youth Basketball. The group goes wild when he finally makes a short jump shot in his fourth attempt. And I'm just wondering, I'm not a man to normally make observation about other men's height, but I got to point this out. Little Josh maybe should not be out there. You know, white men can't jump. That's all I'm saying. I'm just throwing. That was a movie.
It is so funny that when he finally knocks down a bucket from very close range, the kids react as though he hit a buzzer beater in Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Well, yeah, the Pennsylvania State Police protecting him threatened to kill the kids if they didn't. They threatened to arrest them. Like, you cheer on that governor right now or I'm taking you in. Let's say you listen to this.
That's number three. Finally makes it.
They're like, whoa, look at that. The governor made it. I mean, the kids lifted him up like a Trojan horse, and he finally dunked it, but got him in there. Okay. He can't stop cursing again. This time he says, we're kicking China's ass. And again, this is Josh Shapiro. This is crazy Josh. Actually, let me say, I'll come back to that because I know I got to take, do I have to take a break? Or?
Nah, you can keep going.
I'll keep going. Well, let me come back to that one. Let me do this. We've got a lot of stuff here. A lot of audio breaking. I want to play a parody for you. This is from our buddy Jimmy Fallon, who put this together. in response to the betas for Kamala, the white dudes for Kamala Harris, and this is also visual too, so I posted this to my Instagram page as well, but our buddy Jimmy Fallon, Fox News Saturday Night, he put together this little parody of all the beta males, all the guys who wound up being on the Dudes for Kamala call. Very well done. It's also visual too. It's got pictures of people in there like Jeff Bridges, for example, who, you know, the dude should not be doing this. I'm sorry, but the Big Lebowski should not be going anywhere near this campaign. It breaks my heart. It really does. It breaks my heart. But take a listen.
There's a world of beta males and washed up actors too. White guys who praise Kamala, raise some dollars, segregation pays. I could stay all day. White guys zoom. White guys zoom.
Very well done. By the king of Saturday Night, Jimmy Fallon. Don't forget to tune in to Fox Across. I'm sorry, Fox News Saturday Night, this Saturday night. Let's see. Mr. and Mrs. Nobody on X asking at that caller, why the hell are they always asking about Melania? Like, dude, he was almost assassinated less than 20 days ago that we know of. Why are they so obsessed? It's gross. I know it is. It's bizarre. The obsession with this guy in particular, with Melania Trump, like he's got a shot with her. No, really, I think he does. I think he thinks that if she leaves Trump, he can get in there. He can move in. It's creepy, man. It's creepy. All right, lot of great stuff. We have a rally about to start in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be speaking in Harrisburg, so that's going to happen. More blowback from his appearance today with the Black Journalists Association. But hey, look, you know what? As usual, Trump's base will love it. The corporate media and the left will completely lose their friggin' minds and probably overreact as they always do. And the question is, how will everybody else think about this? How will they process it? People who aren't absolutely in Trump's camp and people who aren't in the I hate Trump camp, how will all the other people react to this? So I'll play you some more of those clips as the show progresses today. We are loaded up to bear. And a point about Josh Shapiro, too, which is that he once called Netanyahu an absolutely terrible leader. In fact, he was tougher on Netanyahu than he was, than even Kamala Harris or Joe Biden was. So got all that for you. Got a lot going on here. It is a busy, busy Wednesday afternoon. But I also got to tell you that one of the greatest finds of Mama Zioli, it's my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, the absolute best. He is the master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your absolute best with a beautiful smile. Listen, there's no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria for your smile. He's the master of dental implants, master of making you smile. So smiles light up the room. They really do. You got to have a great one. You want to feel confident, and you want to make sure that you are always looking your best every single moment, every chance you get. So reach out to Dr. Mike today by going to VeneriaDental.com. For 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, he was recognized as a master of dental implants and one of the top dentists in New Jersey by his peers. And two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VeneriaDental.com. Have you been putting off going to the dentist? A lot of people have. We are now in the second part of the year. They say you got to see a dentist twice a year. So if you haven't seen a dentist yet, make your appointment to see Dr. Mike. And if you have a dental consultation, if you've gotten an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike Veneria. VenariaDental.com. I tell you, my entire family goes to see him. Reagan just had her cleaning with Dr. Mike the other day. And, of course, Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. But so many people have been going there year after year because he is the master of giving you a great smile. VenariaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Fox News' C.B. Cotton reported on this. The commander of the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit, Patrick Young. Young is now refuting statements from Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe, who testified before a joint Senate committee yesterday. Young says his local snipers were never directed to guard the roof that Thomas Crooks fired from. And remember, I told you there's an audio, there's a video now of Crooks running around the roof. You can clearly see him running around the roof. Okay? He says to the Secret Service, quote, "I think they owe the American people the truth." This is after Rowe, the acting director, told the committee that he was ashamed. The Secret Service had failed to secure the rooftop that Crooks fired from during the July 13th assassination attempt. Take a listen to what the commander of the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit, Patrick Young, had to say in response.
Well, Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe testified before Congress yesterday that he was ashamed his agency didn't better secure the roof the would-be assassin fired from. But he also said the Secret Service thought local officers were covering it.
I will not and I cannot understand why there was not better coverage, or at least somebody looking at that roof line when that's where they were posted.
But that wasn't the assigned posting, according to local law enforcement officials who organized the snipers for the rally to assist the Secret Service. They tell Fox there were two snipers assigned to a different warehouse window with a vantage point at the ground level, looking into the crowd and not onto the roof.
Have you talked with Acting Director Ronald Rowe at this point directly?
No, I would love to brief Mr. Rowe on all of our actions that day. We had assumed that the placements that we received were that of the Secret Service. If they would have told us to go on the roof, our guys were more than prepared to go on the roof.
Our guys were more than prepared to go on the roof. Now, you cannot watch this video of Crooks running on the roof and tell me that anybody missed him. Nobody could have missed him. It was impossible for anyone to miss him. Literally, no one could have missed Crooks on that roof, period. He was moving object on a roof with people with sniper rifles looking at him. So the drone thing, too. This is amazing. You know, oh, yeah. Well, the drone wasn't working. And the freaking Secret Service, what? They couldn't go to Best Buy? I almost sent Matt DeSantis to Best Buy during the RNC. He was 5 minutes away from running to Best Buy to get a part we needed. You're telling me the Secret Service couldn't run to Best Buy and get a new freaking drone if their drones weren't working? Are there no Best Buys anywhere near Butler, Pennsylvania? You know, my friend Sandy grew up, Hot Sandy, one of our original Zioli Army calendar girls. She grew up out there. I need to ask Hot Sandy if she knows if there's a Best Buy anywhere near Butler. She grew up that way. So could a person buy a drone if they wanted to? I mean, Amazon will deliver you a drone by drone in an hour. They'll use a drone to deliver a drone within 1 hour. The Secret Service couldn't have just gone on freaking Amazon.com? I'm sorry, but none of this makes sense to me. I find it very, very, very unfortunate. So progressives are now urging Kamala Harris to pick this guy, a couple different people they want, but they don't want Josh Shapiro. So this is the story from thehill.com. Progressives urged Harris to consider Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky. Tim Walz. Walz is listening. He is the governor of Minnesota. Or Kentucky governor, I said Beshear or Walz, but not Josh Shapiro. So they want Beshear or Walz, but not Shapiro. Close to 50 progressive leaders hailing from states ranging from California to Kentucky, including the originator of the coalition efforts, California Democratic Party Progressive Caucus Chair Emeritus Amir Shergill, signed onto a letter released Tuesday telling Harris that they wholeheartedly endorsed their campaign while noting that it is difficult to overstate the importance of your decision in selecting a vice presidential running mate. The correct vice presidential candidate, they write, can build on momentum that you have established. blah, blah, blah. You found a Best Buy? Where'd you find the Best Buy, Matt DeSantis?
All right, so it looks like there's one in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania. And according to Google Maps, that's about 30 minutes away from Butler, PA.
So you're telling me the Secret Service could not have, with lights and sirens blaring, could not have made it to Cranberry Township, 30 minutes away, and gotten a drone.
That is a very good point. It's 30 minutes for, you know, schlubs like us, but yeah. You get the sirens going. You're making it there in half the time.
It's official police business, official Secret Service business, lights and sirens blaring. You go right in and get a drone. You get the drone. Chris is in Malvern. Chris, I think my solution of them going to Best Buy would have saved a lot of people a lot of energy that day. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. But in all seriousness, I can't help but think that all the allegations that you and a tsunami of others have been talking about for a couple days now, how do you think the families of the guy that got killed and the two people that were injured, what are they going to do? Do you think they are going to come out and basically are they going to sue the government? What do you think of that?
Are they going to sue? I would imagine there's an attorney for everything. Sure, I would imagine they'll probably sue the government. Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine what they're going through. God, I mean, Donald Trump didn't get killed, but they're the ones that are suffering. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there's any way they can show that there was negligence by the government, there'll be a lawsuit. I don't know if it'll be successful or not. I'm not an attorney, but if your answer is will they sue the government? Yeah, probably. I would imagine so. I'm sure there's an attorney right now probably talking to the family.
Well, you know, when it comes to suing the government, how hard that is. I mean, that's my whole point. I guess I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, look, it's a damn shame. But I think the government, the Secret Service director, the acting director, the former director, these people are clowns. They are. They're clowns. And their excuses are just absolutely terrible. Wait, what did you just say, Matt? Who retweeted?
So really? Elon Musk just retweeted EJ Antoni, who's going to be on with us at 5:35.
No kidding.
Yeah, so perfect timing.
Look at that. So it's 6 degrees of separation. I'm connected to Elon Musk now.
Basically, yeah. Look at that. Elon will be on the show.
Good. Fantastic. Great. That's because EJ is talking about the decision by the Fed, among other things, regarding the economy today. So we'll have that conversation as well. No, look, the other questions, and this is something we talked about with Senator Roger Marshall yesterday on the show. If you missed it, it's podcast for you. But, you know, a couple of other questions regarding this that I think a lot of people are still wondering is, you know, how can you have such an absolute breakdown in protocol between local and state law enforcement when it comes to something like securing a rally for a former president of the United States? I've been in those meetings before. I've been in a lot of those different meetings. You have question after question. You figure out all of the logistics of this stuff well ahead of time. You don't leave anything to chance. So how did this happen? Donald Trump said Melania, speaking of his wife Melania, can't even talk about the shooting, which I know is going to depress that psycho caller who called earlier in the show. The former and future president acknowledging that, much to that caller's chagrin, yeah, I know, his wife still loves him. I know. I'm sorry, Bubby. It's not easy. What can I tell you? Best thing you do in life when a woman rejects you, pick up the pieces and move forward, man. All right? Nobody likes a desperate guy. I'm talking to you, Josh Shapiro. Talking to you. Okay? Cut 11.
She was watching.
Oh, she was watching in real time?
She was watching live. It was all over the place. It was on television. It was on your network. But it was all over the place. And she was watching. I asked her that. I mean, I wasn't there. I was on the ground. And the world started to, like, you could talk to people. I said, so what was your feeling? And she was, she can't really even talk about it.
Traumatized.
Which is okay, because that means she likes me.
No, she loves me. That's good.
I mean, let's say she could talk about it freely. That wouldn't be, I'm not so sure, which is better.
Oh, I'm so sorry for our caller earlier in the show today. That's a shame. I was hoping for you, bud. I was pulling for you. With your witty repartee and your use of sarcasm, I figured it was going to be a home run for you. I'm as shocked as you are by this. We're all shocked and disappointed. All right, we've got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you. We got a lot to get to, including the latest on our crazy governor, Josh Shapiro. But before I do that, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who is in a tightly contested reelection race against Bernie Moreno, begrudgingly answers questions from a Fox News reporter about Kamala Harris's supported fracking ban. Remember, Kamala Harris was all in on banning fracking, was all in on this, and then is now trying to walk it back. Well, this issue also plays in Ohio as well, where Sherrod Brown is trying to defend his seat. I think he could lose this election. I really do. The guy's been there forever. He's another fossil who's been there way too long. Cut number 8.
Do you think that Harris is pretending to be someone that she is not?
I do not.
Why is that? If she said she wanted to ban fracking and now she says she won't ban fracking. Senator, she's promised to ban fracking. What? Now she's saying she won't ban fracking. Is she pretending to be someone she is not?
My focus is on my state and my work. I've endorsed Vice President Harris. I said I don't know what she said on fracking. I'm working in my state and all of the above energy policy.
She said it on live television in 2019.
Oh, look, a cat. Fire. Oh my gosh, there's a person choking. I have to go save him. And just runs away. You know, these guys are such cowards, man, aren't they? They're such cowards. All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you from our friends at the Grand Hotel, Cape May, straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the Free Odyssey app.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Fox News' C.B. Cotton reported on this. The commander of the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit, Patrick Young. Young is now refuting statements from Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe, who testified before a joint Senate committee yesterday. Young says his local snipers were never directed to guard the roof that Thomas Crooks fired from. And remember I told you there's a video now of Crooks running around the roof. You can clearly see him running around the roof. Okay? He says to the Secret Service, quote, "I think they owe the American people the truth." This is after Rowe, the acting director, told the committee that he was ashamed. The Secret Service had failed to secure the rooftop that Crooks fired from during the July 13th assassination attempt. Take a listen to what the commander of the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit, Patrick Young, had to say in response.
Well, Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe testified before Congress yesterday that he was ashamed his agency didn't better secure the roof the would-be assassin fired from. But he also said the Secret Service thought local officers were covering it.
I will not and I cannot understand why there was not better coverage, or at least somebody looking at that roof line when that's where they were posted.
But that wasn't the assigned posting, according to local law enforcement officials who organized the snipers for the rally to assist the Secret Service. They tell Fox there were two snipers assigned to a different warehouse window with a vantage point at the ground level, looking into the crowd and not onto the roof. Have you talked with Acting Director Ronald Rowe at this point directly?
No, I would love to brief Mr. Rowe on all of our actions that day. We had assumed that the placements that we received were that of the Secret Service. If they would have told us to go on the roof, our guys were more than prepared to go on the roof.
Our guys were more than prepared to go on the roof. Now, you cannot watch this video of Crooks running on the roof and tell me that anybody missed him. Nobody could have missed him. It was impossible for anyone to miss him. Literally, no one could have missed Crooks on that roof, period. He was moving object on a roof with people with sniper rifles looking at him. So the drone thing, too. This is amazing. You know, oh, yeah. Well, the drone wasn't working. And the freaking Secret Service, what? They couldn't go to Best Buy? I almost sent Matt DeSantis to Best Buy during the RNC. He was 5 minutes away from running to Best Buy to get a part we needed. You're telling me the Secret Service couldn't run to Best Buy and get a new freaking drone if their drones weren't working? Are there no Best Buys anywhere near Butler, Pennsylvania? You know, my friend Sandy grew up, Hot Sandy, one of our originals, the Oldie Army Calendar girls, she grew up out there. I need to ask Hot Sandy if she knows if there's a Best Buy anywhere near Butler. She grew up that way. So could a person buy a drone if they wanted to? I mean, Amazon will deliver you a drone by drone in an hour. They'll use a drone to deliver a drone within 1 hour. The Secret Service couldn't have just gone on freaking Amazon.com? I'm sorry, but none of this makes sense to me. I find it very, very, very unfortunate. So progressives are now urging Kamala Harris to pick this guy, a couple different people they want, but they don't want Josh Shapiro. So this is the story from TheHill.com. Progressives urged Harris to consider Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky. Tim Walz is listening. He is the governor of Minnesota. Or Kentucky governor, I said Beshear or Walz, but not Josh Shapiro. So they want Beshear or Walz, but not Shapiro. Close to 50 progressive leaders hailing from states ranging from California to Kentucky, including the originator of the coalition efforts, California Democratic Party Progressive Caucus Chair Emeritus Amir Shergill, signed onto a letter released Tuesday telling Harris that they wholeheartedly endorsed their campaign while noting that it is difficult to overstate the importance of your decision in selecting a vice presidential running mate. The correct vice presidential candidate, they write, can build on momentum that you have established. Blah, blah, blah. You found a Best Buy? Where'd you find the Best Buy, Matt DeSantis?
All right, so it looks like there's one in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania. And according to Google Maps, that's about 30 minutes away from Butler, PA.
So you're telling me the Secret Service could not have, with lights and sirens blaring, could not have made it to Cranberry Township 30 minutes away and gotten a drone.
That is a very good point. It's 30 minutes for, you know, schlubs like us, but yeah. You get the sirens going. You're making it there in half the time.
It's official police business, official Secret Service business, lights and sirens blaring. You go right in and get a drone. You get the drone. Chris is in Malvern. Chris, I think my solution of them going to Best Buy would have saved a lot of people a lot of energy that day. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I'm sure. But in all seriousness, I can't help but think that all the allegations that you and a tsunami of others have been talking about for a couple days now, how do you think the families of the guy that got killed and the two people that were injured, what are they going to do? Do you think they are going to come out and basically are they going to sue the government? What do you think of that?
Are they going to sue? I would imagine there's an attorney for everything. Sure, I would imagine they'll probably sue the government. Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine what they're going through. God, I mean, Donald Trump didn't get killed, but they're the ones that are suffering. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, look, if there's any way they can show that there was negligence by the government, there'll be a lawsuit. I don't know if it would be successful or not. I'm not an attorney, but if your answer is, will they sue the government? Yeah, probably. I would imagine so. I'm sure there's an attorney right now probably talking to the family.
Well, you know, when it comes to suing the government, how hard that is. I mean, that's my whole point. I guess I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, look, it's a damn shame. But I think the government, the Secret Service director, the acting director, the former director, these people are clowns. They are. They're clowns. And their excuses are just absolutely terrible. Wait, what did you just say, Matt? Who retweeted?
So really? Elon Musk just retweeted EJ Antoni, who's going to be on with us at 5:35.
No kidding.
Yeah, so perfect timing.
Look at that. So it's 6 degrees of separation. I'm connected to Elon Musk now.
Basically, yeah. It's
look
like
at that.
Elon will be on the show.
Good. Fantastic. Great. That's because EJ is talking about the decision by the Fed, among other things, regarding the economy today. So we'll have that conversation as well. No, look, the other questions, and this is something we talked about with Senator Roger Marshall yesterday on the show. If you missed it, it's podcast for you. But, you know, a couple of other questions regarding this that I think a lot of people are still wondering is, you know, how can you have such an absolute breakdown in protocol between local and state law enforcement when it comes to something like securing a rally for a former president of the United States? That's I mean, I've been in those meetings before. I've been in a lot of those different meetings. You have question after question. You figure out all of the logistics of this stuff well ahead of time. You don't leave anything to chance. So how did this happen? Donald Trump said Melania, speaking of his wife Melania, can't even talk about the shooting, which I know is going to depress that psycho caller who called earlier in the show. The former and future president acknowledging that, much to that caller's chagrin, yeah, I know, his wife still loves him. I know. I'm sorry, Bubby. It's not easy. What can I tell you? Best thing you do in life when a woman rejects you, pick up the pieces and move forward, man. All right? Nobody likes a desperate guy. I'm talking to you, Josh Shapiro. Talking to you. Okay? Cut 11.
She was watching.
Oh, she was watching in real time?
She was watching live. It was all over the place. It was on television. It's on your network. But it was all over the place. And she was watching. I asked her that. I mean, I wasn't there. I was on the ground. And the world started to, like, you could talk to people. I said, so what was your feeling? And she was, she can't really even talk about it.
Traumatized.
Which is okay, because that means she likes me.
No, she still
or she loves
you.
Me.
That's good.
I mean, let's say she could talk about it freely. That wouldn't be, I'm not so sure, which is better.
Oh, I'm so sorry for our caller earlier in the show today. That's a shame. I was hoping for you, bud. I was pulling for you. With your witty repartee and your use of sarcasm, I figured it was going to be a home run for you. I'm as shocked as you are by this. We're all shocked and disappointed. All right, we've got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead for you. We got a lot to get to, including the latest on our crazy governor, Josh Shapiro. But before I do that, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who is in a tightly contested reelection race against Bernie Moreno, begrudgingly answers questions from a Fox News reporter about Kamala Harris's supported fracking ban. Remember, Kamala Harris was all in on banning fracking, was all in on this. And then is now trying to walk it back. Well, this issue also plays in Ohio as well, where Sherrod Brown is trying to defend his seat. I think he could lose this election. I really do. The guy's been there forever. He's another fossil who's been there way too long. Cut number 8.
Do you think that Harris is pretending to be someone that she is not?
I do not.
Why is that? If she said she wanted to ban fracking and now she says she won't ban fracking. Senator, she has promised to ban fracking. What? Now she's saying she won't ban fracking. Is she pretending to be someone she is not?
My focus is on my state and my work. I've endorsed Vice President Harris. I said I don't know what she said on fracking. I'm working in my state and all of the above energy policy.
She said it on live television in 2019.
Mr. Schumer, oh, look, a cat. Fire. Oh my gosh, there's a person choking. I have to go save him. And just runs away. You know, these guys are such cowards, man, aren't they? They're such cowards. All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you from our friends at the Grand Hotel, Cape May, straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.